Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check today features a story about Kauai's police department's approach to the Black Lives Matter demonstrations. Reporter Brittany Light joins us today. Good morning, Brittany. How are things on Kauai?
Good morning. Things on Kauai are pretty nice. Yeah.
So I was really intrigued. You know, you started out your story highlighting a police officer that was there for those marches this weekend.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to take a look at what these last 2 weeks have been like for police officers. You know, there's been a lot of anti-police officer sentiment boiling around the nation and here, too. There's been a lot of calls for closer scrutiny of our officers in blue, and we just wanted to know kind of emotionally, psychologically, what has that been like? The story opens up with Captain Rod Green of the Kauai Police Department, and his sort of interesting predicament. He wanted to participate in a large protest that happened in Lihue on Saturday, but it was a complicated decision for him. He is a Kauai police officer, and he's also a Black man. And he wasn't sure he wasn't sure what the rhetoric of these protests would be. If they would be calling for, you know, justice, for anti-racism, those are all things that he supports. But he, you know, was a little nervous maybe they would be anti-police. So the story kind of talks about how he grappled with the decision to participate in the protest, which he ultimately did. He was there on Saturday.
Well, it was interesting because here in Honolulu, I drove with the protesters, you know, as they marched up Pi'ikoi Street and on Kapi'olani. And as we were along that route, I happened to see a Honolulu police officer who happens to be, you know, African-American. And I was struck by that, too, you know. And not far from where he was, there was another officer. And at one point, I saw two protesters who were Black, you know, go up to him, and they gave him a big bear hug. And that was such a powerful image for me, watching that. So it was interesting to hear this story of this Kauai police captain.
Yeah, Captain Green, who I spoke to, also talked with me quite a bit about, you know, what to wear to the protest. Should he go in his KPD uniform? Or should he, you know, go in street clothes? And he talked with me at length about that. Actually, when we spoke earlier in the week, he had kind of settled on actually wearing his police uniform and going to the protest, you know, just to show people that he is a Black police officer and that all police officers aren't the same and all protesters aren't the same. And, you know, he was talking to me a lot about how he wants people to be cautious about painting all protesters or all police officers with one broad brushstroke. You know, these are all individual people. There's good cops, bad cops, good protesters, you know, then there's rioters. In the end, he ended up wearing his street clothes. I think it afforded him a little bit more anonymity. He talked to me about how he wanted to participate, but he didn't want people to be hyper-focused on him as an officer being there.
And you also highlighted the position of the police chief there on Kauai.
Yes. The chief, Todd Raybuck, he's been with the department for about a year. He actually previously served for nearly 27 years with the police department out in Las Vegas. And that department right now is suffering a devastating blow. One of the officers there was shot in the head by a protester on the Vegas Strip last week. And that's an officer that our Kauai police chief knew. So I talked with him quite a bit about how he's been grappling with that and just what he's been talking to his officers about. He said the main thing is he wants his officers to engage with the Kauai community, talk to citizens about their concerns about systemic racism, and just kind of have an open dialogue. That is the way that we're going to get through this, he thinks.
Yeah, I mean, that's just such a tragic story, that shooting in Vegas. It's just interesting to see then that dimension with the Kauai police chief and what he's feeling and experiencing and what he's telling, you know, his officers here.
Yeah, and all the officers I spoke to noted, you know, everything has been so peaceful here. And so Hawaii isn't really experiencing some of the ugly side of these protests. with, you know, looting and looting of businesses and with, you know, destruction and with more shootings, more violence. So I think the officers were really supportive of people who wanted to protest whatever they were protesting, even if it was the police, as long as it was peaceful.
Yes, and we were worried because there were lots of rumors circulating on Friday about, you know, outsiders coming in to agitate, and that didn't materialize, so we're glad for that. Thank you so much, Brittany.
You're welcome.
That was Civil Beat reporter Brittany Light with today's reality check. To read her story, go to civilbeat.org.